Satnam, everybody. It is, let's see here. April 14, 2015. I think the name of this call is After the Blood Moon. We were just laughing. Arit was saying, even her cats get moving. Even her cats got a new job, got sent to a new location. So I think the purpose, I feel, and what we learned in astrology was the blood moon was the activation for people to move into their missions. Yes. And I'm seeing our guide here, Sri Singh Sab, and the angels, and he's nodding his head, said, yes, it's about time that people awoke even to the fact that they have missions, let alone starting to focus on making their missions an important part of their lives, more important than, it should be number one, the Sri Singh Sab splitting his finger. The mission is number one, and that's what the blood moon woke us up to, that we're, everybody here, I agree with that, what Arit said, everybody here is here on a mission. It's like, he's sort of laughing, what do people think, they're just here on a vacation? Well, time to vacation, and he hopes we all enjoy our mission as much as possible. He's kind of tweaking us right now. That's good. All right. Thank you, sir. So he's saying, right now I'm feeling this kind of bath of, oh, wow. Okay, so he's given us more information. He's saying that the blood moon, the red, was the first chakra, which is obviously Gaia. The first chakra is the earth, connecting with the earth. So what, to wake people up to the mission on the earth, the red, that's the idea. And the moon is the divine feminine, the goddess, right, the mother. So connecting people with the idea is, the activation was for people who woke up to it, is to be activated to our mission on the earth, the red of the earth and the moon, the goddess, the mother energy, Gaia. Okay, that's pretty clear. So I'm feeling him kind of sending, they're sending us waves of what I'm feeling as like being gently washed with this frequency, and I'm also seeing that it's washing away imprints or implants that have kept us asleep. He's saying that humanity has been implanted with, memory blockers, the matrix, so that we couldn't see or remember who we really are and our power and the power of our mission and why we're really here. So what's happening right now is there's kind of this wash coming over us to wash away the forgetfulness, to wash away the programs. Okay, there it is. Okay, good. So just breathe into that, and it's like a river where the mud is clearing. So that's what is happening right now. So that's going to be happening during our little talk here. So he's saying, okay. Okay, Karen, you can proceed. Thank you, sir. Wow. I'm feeling just kind of very sort of humbled at this moment and honored. He's nodding his head. He said, we are honored to be with everybody here. Thank you. Okay, beautiful. Wow. So, yeah, that's the biggest astrological event that we're still being influenced now. He's saying it was just the beginning of the activation. It wasn't just like, okay, you had these two eclipses and the blood moon eclipse. Now that lasted for half an hour. Now it's done. He's saying, no, that was the activation point. Now comes the awareness and the work and the release and all the things that come with that. That's the activation. It's the new frequency for bringing in the new energies, the Aquarian Age, the Golden Dawn, whatever we want to call it, the Golden Age. He's saying, no, that's just the beginning. So he's asking us to, as we feel these frequencies washing over us, send them out and allow that energy to go out, out, out for the next, he's saying, send it out for the next 1,000 years. We're just at the beginning of this consciousness of people understanding the power of who they are and the power to complete the mission, to complete our missions on the planet at this time for the consciousness that we're bringing through. So it's the mission, personal power, and the power of the missions and the power of who we are to complete these missions. So part of the matrix programming is to constantly make people think they're powerless, you know, constantly make people think that they have no power. So a whole brainwashing, a whole theme of brainwashing that you have no power. So it's a programming process that everybody went through. So we're making the transition on the planet, on Mother Earth, to bring the humanity and the Earth into these new frequencies. The Golden Age really is golden frequencies. It's golden and silver frequencies. It's sun and moon frequencies. The sun, as we know, being the golden, and the moon, so the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So we've received implants, whatever you want to call it, from ETs or negative energies, doesn't matter what they're called, but these implants, these matrix programs cause these beliefs that we're now being released from in this moment. They're being washed away. So it created like a separation, like a matrix reality that was separate from the truth, that we are connected, we are part of the earth, we are part of nature, we are part of the mother. So it created this separation, this illusion that we're not part of the earth. We're not here for a purpose. We're not powerful beings. All those things, which creates all this craziness, literally all this insanity. And, you know, it's awful to look at the news, all those people on antidepressants and all the violence, and we won't go into that right now. But it's that created that craziness when people aren't allowed to feel connected to the earth and who they really are. The disconnection creates insanity, and it's just that simple. So we're coming back into making the insane sane to have a healthy and whole connection with what's real, from the unreal to the real. That's what the Blood Moon was about. So we're moving out of this artificial structure, the matrix, the artificial matrix structure, and out of the feelings of being imprisoned. And the matrix has been a prison. These programs have been a cultural hypnosis, a cultural prison. So, and the matrix of continual reincarnation, in other words, not remembering who we are and the gifts from our last lifetime. And that's what my workshop's going to be on coming up this weekend. But that's been an important part of the programming, just all the memory loss. And we also see that, too, in what's going on. People going into Alzheimer's and literally losing their memory. Well, it starts when we're born and we're subject to this program of not remembering who we really are right from the birth. So we have the birth implants, and we have the programming from our parents, from the childhood. We have the emotional and mental patterns that that we're powerless, that we have to fit into this program to survive rather than being in tune with the mother, being in tune with the earth, you know, eating organic vegetables. The programming that goes into schools, you have to sit in lines and not help each other, and the authority figure that's outside of you that will punish you if you don't get the answers right. I was just looking at something on the internet today, this news thing about how these parents were punishing their child for not getting good grades by literally putting her iPhone behind glass. And when she got a better grade in math, she could break the glass and get her iPhone back. So, and then it went viral, and so now it's like she feels humiliated for everybody to know how terrible she is, and her parents have all this power over her. And so her way of connecting with her friends is through her iPhone, through messaging. So that's her form of connection. But it's a form of punishment. So this seems really kind of symptomatic of the matrix. Her form of punishment was to be separated from what allows her to feel connected. So that's pretty interesting. Anyway, they were saying on the article that this form of punishment actually broke the trust between her and her parents, which I agree. But it's just an example. It's very symbolic. This type of thing is going on. And then the next layer of programming is through media, through religion, through all kinds of organizations. You know, you have to belong to this organization to be part of something, but then the organization has all these rules. You have to be this way, you have to be that way. So everything is so artificially created that it does make people go really crazy. And then the whole idea that we're separated from the galaxy, UFOs aren't real, and things like that. So anyway, so it's that kind of thing that's happening right now. That this quarantine, this matrix has created this feeling of quarantine for the planet, for people individually, is actually with the blood moon and what's happening on the call right now, and what's happening is just, it's being washed away, which is beautiful. The matrix is being washed away. So that's really beautiful. Yeah. Okay. What else is happening? Oh, we still have, we're still being influenced by the Uranus square Pluto, and there was the exact square in March, but again, Uranus is going retrograde, and then it moves forward. So the Uranus square Pluto, which is the slow moving outer planets, and Pluto going retrograde also, is we're still going deep into the matrix of the programs and breaking them up. So it's not over, just like the blood moon isn't over. So that's one thing I wanted to say about the astrology. So this is an ongoing direction. And let's see, what else do we want to say before we chat? Well, we've been working with our mind, and we've been learning how to connect our mind with our soul, with our heart, so that we can speak, so that the mind serves infinity. And that's the same thing. The heart commands and the mind serves infinity. So we speak, when we speak in the perfect language, the heart commands and the mind serves infinity. Now we're talking about living in the frequency of our mission and out of the frequency of the matrix. So we've been talking about that the last few weeks. So when we connect with the infinity of our love, that true love is infinite and the truth will live forever, then that's the touchstone for knowing that you're aligned, your heart and your mind ride on the wave of the infinite, to serve the infinite, to move beyond just the fear of like only thinking about things in such a limited way, only think about it ourselves in a limited way. Oh, you know, the fear of death and all those things, rather than feeling the connection with all of our incarnations and our immortality and our ability to work with the body, mind, and spirit to regenerate the body and to move into ascension. Remembering that Guru Nanak and Babasiri Chand and Babaji, there are beings that have left the planet and taken their body with them. And Jesus rising from the cross, right? We just had Easter. So we have that ability. We have that ability to move into harmony with the infinity of our body, mind, and soul. So that's part of the ascension that we're working with at this time. So let's just breathe into that and allow these frequencies to wash over us. Allow the blood moon, the matrix to be washed away. The angels and spirits and self are giving this beautiful present right now. Good, good, good. So breathe into that. So now we're going to go ahead and chant Ardas Sayi. So here we go. Prayer of the prayerless, hope of the hopeless, gift of Guru Amardal. Thank you.